Can you take the heat? Not outside. Inside the Talk Station studios as we continue searching for the next big thing.
Talk radio is the name of the game. Let's play. It's getting hot in
here. We're just getting warmed up with all new contestants throughout the summer, all vying to become the Talk Station's next big thing.
Yeah, bullcrap.
Bullcrap. The competition got even hotter with the venerable Barry Zavan, the weatherman, taking his turn behind the mic.
You certainly had my vote to become the next big thing.
As the temperature rises, so does the pressure on our next big thing wannabes.
Giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys.
Okay. Do you like it hot? Send us your audition.
That's freaking original.
Hear how the rest of the competition fares in the heat of the moment.
The
next big thing.
Oh, the mighty have fallen. Let's call Barry Zavan and find out if this is really what's left for him in terms of career options. Call Barry Zavan. Let me know his number. Dial Barry Zavan and let me know when it's ringing or... Tell me, please, that he doesn't want a Sunday afternoon AM radio talk show.
From the bleak, barren, inner-city tarmac of University Avenue, we return to your radio road hazard, the Mischke Broadcast, transmitting live from the city of St. Paul, courtesy of the Talk Station, AM 1500, KSTP.
Hey, Jer.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, as long as you were right about that, they changed the category, and as long as they did, they should actually change it now to a watch, a warning, and a hit.
What do you mean, Jer?
Watch, warning, and a hit.
Watch, warning, and a hit. So a watch would be what, Jer?
I don't know what they would change.
What would a
to.
Warning be?
Well, I don't know what they did.
What would a hit be?
The hit is the one where it's literally hit the house.
Yeah,
like
I'm with you there. Watch, warning, and a hit.
Watch, warning, and a hit.
Yeah, I like that. Same way when you're playing Battleship with your brother, you know, and you get the, you sunk my battleship, G7 kind of a deal. That's when, bam, it's there. You're Dunsky.
That's how they could clean it up.
Watch. Loud and clear. I read what you're saying. Thanks, Jer.
You bet.
Hello.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Hey. Did you check out that that boxcar?
Oh, checked it out. I rode it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was that cool or what?
Well, what? I guess would be the option there.
Well, I liked it because there isn't a whole lot of really good graffiti in this town.
Yeah.
You know,
when was the last time you really encountered good graffiti?
Probably a couple of years ago.
Yeah, let's hear some. Recite some. Let's see what you found.
One of the best was spray painted on a brick wall of a building with bars on a window, and next to the iron bars on the red brick in white letters, spray paint, it said, "I have stolen from my parents."
Yeah, and unfortunately, what you're pushing there is the best of the best. That's as good as it gets, and that's pretty mediocre stuff. That's what's stinging right now on my end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know that boxcar that was painted like a bus. Did you go over there and check it out?
Well, I checked it out. I wrote it for all she was worth. I ran into some graffiti in 1972. This is what it said on the wall of a bathroom in Dubuque, Iowa. "Go to father," she said when I asked her to wed, and she knew that I knew that her father was dead, and she knew that I knew what a life he had led, and she knew that I knew what she meant when she said, "Go to father." That's graffiti. Why did that just happen, Jason?
I have no idea.
I see. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
You know what would be nice tonight? Is
what?
If you could create in this time you have the most interesting phone call out of all the calls you've made over the years, if somehow you could find within yourself the ability to provide for all of us tonight the quintessential Fred call? I don't know if you have it in you, but I'd ask that you at least try.
Makes 24 little hours. If you think of last night, how the things were in an uproar. We were out of electricity for 4 hours, and my wife was lighting candles, and you were trying to find out what was going on. And you kept interrupting when you talked to someone about the weather. You kept interrupting them, Tommy.
Sorry.
You got to watch out on that.
Sorry.
Yeah, but do you know do you know I got one for you tonight. Who is the Shirley Temple of the 21st century?
Gary Coleman.
Shirley Temple. No, this gal named Fanning, she was on Regis and Kelly this morning. You ever hear her? And she's in that movie with Tom Cruise, the Scientologist. That's something about the last war. I don't know what it's all about. But have you ever seen that gal, Fanning?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting because I think of that. That movie, you know, and I've told you about the one of the Blues Brothers so much, but I'm going to get another flip on that thing here now tonight, just a little bit of a different look at it. And
Fred,
yeah,
when was the last time you hugged your wife?
When was the last time I hugged my wife?
Yeah,
I hug her usually when I leave the house in the day in the morning, and
but is that a passionate hug or?
Hey, I'm like Billy Graham. I not quite like Billy. Billy Graham, they have separate bedrooms, but they have adjoining bathroom, and they can meet in the bathroom occasionally and hold hands. And
yeah, and Fred. But I mean, when was the last time there was a real passionate hug? When was that last time?
Real, I don't get into that real passionate stuff with you or with. Or with anyone else on that. That's my business, not yours, Tommy.
No, but I'm curious.
And you're curious about a lot of things, but I want to say about the guy when the minister keeps yelling out, "Have you seen the light? Have you seen the light?" And then all of a sudden this aura appears over Jakey Boy, and he said, "Yes, I've seen the light." And then there's another...
Fred,
I want to give you the slow slant on this.
But I'm not interested in that.
I'm interested in it.
But I'm not.
You're interested because you're on a mission for God, and the guy we got running this country thinks he's on a mission for
Fred,
God.
Fred, we're going to have to reach some sort of compromise because some things you're not interested in and some things I'm not. And I'm not interested in what you're talking about. I'm asking just as someone who's younger than you, looking into the future... And knowing that the passion doesn't stay as intense all the way to the end, I'm wondering if there was a time recently when the hug was more intense than other hugs.
I don't talk about that on the radio. I don't talk about any of that stuff.
Actually, you have in the past.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you told the whole story about holding hands and that. Yeah.
Oh, well, goodness me. I'm talking about things that are important today.
This is the ultimate... topic, really. There's nothing more important than how you feel about your closest kin.
Well, you get older, Tommy, you'll find out how you feel.
Well, do you think there's anything more important than how you feel towards your kin?
No. Our my family was here today, and we were... they were cutting the grass, and we were edging the lawn and getting all the stuff swept up and all that stuff. And I so appreciate that, Tommy. That you cannot say enough about it.
Okay.
But the thing is that the whole thing the guy that we got running our country today, I'm thankful I'm in the majority there, sort of opposed to him now. And as far as this thing on war against terror, it's a lost cause. And you might as well realize that, and still you care about the guys that are going over there, you care about the one that calls you occasionally, and I care about everybody, but I cannot see, for the life of me, any reason for the continuing of this and making such a horse's bazooka out of the person. Yeah. Yeah, happy days are here again. That's a good one. Happy days are here again. It's good, Tommy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Freddie.
Yeah. And I was going to sing Our Father for you.
I thought what we might sing is Big Wind Came In from Winnetka.
Well, we could do that. We could do that too. But Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.